I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Phil.
And I'm Jane.
Welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up,
the relatable dating podcast.
Welcome everybody to the Extra Swipe. Thank you for subscribing to Patreon. And here we go. Are you ready? Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Hello, welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up, the Extra Swipe. I'm Jane, he's Phil, and today we're going to be discussing friends with benefits. What's your thoughts on that, Phil?
My thoughts with friends with benefits. Well, I've done friends with benefits / casual previously. Did it end well? I ended up getting into a relationship with someone else after. I don't think they were happy about it. And yeah, then when I became single, they were in a relationship with somebody. So yeah, the friends with benefits happened a few times and that was it. But we both discussed at the start and said, listen, it's just friends with benefits, and like everything, communication. But yeah, I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt, and I don't know. I don't know whether it was for me or not. I mean, at the time, yeah, enjoyed it. Great. But yeah, I'm not sure now. What about you?
I've done this quite a lot, actually, to be honest. I've done a lot of friends with benefits because I went through a stage in my life where I just wasn't ready for a relationship. I wanted to focus on my career. And part of me felt like if I was in a relationship, my focus wouldn't be where it needed to be. So, mm-hmm. And then obviously you still have needs. So friends with benefits did work out for me in that sense. We both knew the score, we communicated, and we knew exactly what it was for. So, you know, I think it's a great thing to have as long as you kind of stay at the start what you want. And if it's just a hookup. I think when you start to do things like going on dates, going out for dinner, it takes it further than a friends with benefits. It's more of a start to see each other. So I made that very clear with the people that I was hooking up with that, you know, I'm not looking to go on a date. I'm just looking for a hookup. What would you call someone who does that a lot? That was me.
That was you. I'm not sure what we'd call it.
I'm not going to say it. But yeah, I like to.
Don't say it.
Yeah. You know what I'm thinking.
Yep. Everybody else does. We're not going to say it. So today I found online The 13 Necessary Rules for Being Friends with Benefits by Carly Spindle. So we're going to break these down and talk about these, and how they can benefit. So we're just going to read the title and go for it. So choose someone who's honest. So choose someone honest. Why do you think that is good with friends with benefits? Let's discuss.
Because you don't want the person you're hooking up with to be hooking up with others. I mean, that obviously people do that, but you need that honesty, because some people are just like, no, I'm not cool with that. I don't want to be sharing a sexual partner because I don't know if you're going to be using protection with them. So very important with even just with friends with benefits, with other relationships, honesty is up there for sure. What's your thoughts, Phil?
Yeah, I think honesty, because one, both everybody has got to be aware that it's friends with benefits or casual or whatever people call it. And two, if someone develops feelings, it's got to end like there and then. And if someone can be honest and say, listen, I'm developing feelings, then it's kind of like we've got to break this up now, because like I think someone will always develop feelings. And I think that's what we were talking about before, that, you know, feelings will always be there. And it's the way that you've got to kind of separate the emotion to the sex, you know. So, yeah, that's what I'd say. We need to choose someone who's honest. You ready for the next one? Number two, speak your, (sex), (mind).
Okay, is that basically discussing what you like sexually?
Yeah, I would say so, because the whole point of friends with benefits is sex, isn't it? That's
exploring.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if you're not getting satisfied during sex, then is there any point with friends with benefits?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yeah. Definitely. Thing is, yeah, you're right. If you're hooking up just for sex, then you should be comfortable enough to talk about what you want sexually.
Yeah. And if they're not providing it, then there's the door. See you later. You know, it can't be all about one party. And I think we've mentioned this about on Instagram before about, you know, there are some men out there that literally in, out, done, dusted. Yeah, and it's all about their pleasure, whereas obviously it should be about everyone's pleasure. It takes two in sex, so foreplay, you know, everything like that. And yeah, people should enjoy it, take it slower, no rush and everything like that. So yeah, it's about talking about your likes, your what you don't like, and as we were saying with Orsa about like what you enjoy. And getting out there and probably trying, potentially with friends with benefits, you could try new things. You could try things that you haven't tried before, because you don't have that.
That pressure. I feel exactly the same of what you're thinking right now, because sometimes if you're in a relationship and you kind of spring on something sexually and they get freaked out by it, maybe, then it might taint the relationship. Whereas, for example, friends with benefits, just like go with it, try it out, because you know it's not going to go anywhere. It's a great way. I mean, to be honest, when that's kind of how I learned what I liked through friends with benefits, because you kind of lose your inhibitions, you go with it, and if they don't like it, then you're like, okay, that's cool. Like they're not going to be part of my life. So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think definitely, yeah. Speak your mind, try things new if you want to. Moving on, number three. This one's quite a simple one. Groom as if they were your significant other.
Oh, like, so, like, just like how they look, how their body looks?
Yeah, like manscaping or, you know. Yeah, because even though you don't want a relationship, if you are not going to take the time for personal grooming, if you normally do, if you're in a relationship, then it's, you know, it might not be pleasant. Like, yeah.
You may not get the full enjoyment out of it.
No, definitely.
And that's, you know, that's again, an example of what happened to me. I was hooking up with a guy and he, didn't want to shave at all, which is fine. I get people have their own mm-hmm. preferences, but it was very overwhelming. And yeah. I couldn't say to him, I felt like I couldn't say to him, do you mind like just kind of shaving a wee bit, because there was so much there.
Yeah.
But
you're crawling through the jungle to try and find it.
It was like a jungle. It genuinely was like a jungle. And I felt like I couldn't tell him, because I was like, well, I don't owe him anything. Like, I'm not his other half. So I feel like I couldn't say anything.
But the question is, if you didn't then shave and you let it grow out, would he say something? That's the thing.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
But it's also down to the fact of like underwear and stuff like that. Like, you don't want, if you're a man and it's Friends with Benefits, don't turn up with like holy boxes or boxes that you've had for years that are just like, you know, it still needs to be like sexy. It still needs to be like, you know, you both get quite turned on, aroused by it.
How do men get holes in their boxers? How is that?
I have no idea. I know how I get holes in jeans. So how I get hole in jeans, right? Nobody will be able to see this, but I'm going to demonstrate. So like sometimes if I don't wear a belt, I will pull up like that on the ring. Like, you know where the belt goes round? And that rips underneath there.
Ah, see. Because this is what's always baffled me. Like, obviously if you wear socks, everyone gets holes in their socks because your toenails are sharp and overgrown.
Yeah.
Boxers, I mean
I keep mine quite trim, so
I tell you, I've got claws for toenails. They grow at a fast rate. I literally have to cut my toenails often, and I have to, this is one thing I found out in my relationship. So my partner hates the thought of feet. Like, he hates because I like to put cream on my feet at night to make them nice and soft, and I like to clip my toenails. He can't witness any of that. It makes him physically want to be sick. So that's one thing I found out recently. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just putting cream on my feet. He's like, oh, he's like, that's disgusting. He's like, I can't look at that. Like, it was a color he didn't like. And then this morning I was clipping my toenails. He's like, are you not going to do that in the bathroom? I'm like, why would I do it in the bathroom? He's like, because then you can just like dispose of it quicker.
Get away from me.
So now I'm starting to notice wee bits and bobs. It's quite funny.
He doesn't listen to this podcast, does it?
I'm going to have to start making them so he can like listen to my likes.
the likes and dislikes.
Yeah.
So you were saying you don't know how we get holes in our boxes. I don't know. They just appear.
I need people to message into the podcast. And if you're one of these people that has holy boxers, please tell us how. I mean, maybe people have just been put on weight and they're wearing like smaller boxers and it's ripped that way.
Maybe. Also, men out there, don't wear ultra tight boxers if you want children, because it stops, it basically decreases your sperm count. There we go.
And also, if you cook in front of a hot oven all day, so like chefs are really prone to like, well, obviously Jamie Oliver and Gordon Ramsay are very fertile. They've got lots of kids. But apparently too much heat in that area again can cause, and that's the same with boxers, because if it's tight, you're getting warmer as well. So just got to be careful.
Yeah, so keep them cool, boys. Keep them cool. Right, we best move further on this list. So, 4, ensure you're emotionally ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, basically, yeah. Because, again, like we talk about it, that, you know, you probably won't get a deep, deep emotional connection or anything like that, but you'll get some feelings. Mm-hmm. And that's fine, because, you know, you're being intimate with someone. I mean, here's a question for you. Could you have you had sex with somebody that you have no emotional connection or anything like that with?
I think there's always going to be an emotional connection. I need to be attracted to them and find them physically, like I want to physically want them. But I mm-hmm. have my feelings have never been strong enough. And that's why, yeah. But I feel like if there ever was a time where I felt that they were getting stronger, I would either have that conversation or I would kind of move away. But I tend, yeah. the hookups, yeah. I tend to hook up with people that it's hard to explain. So my former friends with benefits have been people that I've been attracted to, but I couldn't see myself ever dating because there was things that really annoyed me about them. And that we stopped.
So like physically attracted to.
Yeah.
It had to, not like.
Personality-wise. Yeah. Like, for example, one of them was just kind of really arrogant. And I thought, well, I would never want to date someone like that, but I just wanted to hook up. The other person was just annoying all the time. She's doing really annoying things. So I kind of always attracted people for friends with benefits that were kind of a bit annoying. And that way I knew I could never catch feelings.
Yeah, that's a good way. That is a good way.
So find someone really annoying, but who's you're physically attracted to, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, there we go. Number five, most important point for me, I would say, always practice safe sex.
100%, yes.
Now here we're talking condoms, like condoms, because of STDs. Like, the thing is, there is no other protection out there, like, that can stop STDs. I mean, condoms are only 99.9% effective of it, but, you know, it's... And this is another question I want to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think, like, in your opinion, who should provide the condoms?
So when it was me, I always had some in my bag regardless. So if I was going around to their place, I would have it in my bag purely because there's been occasions where I've turned up and they're like, oh, I don't have any. And I'm just like, well, that's not good enough because we're only hooking up. I don't know if you're hooking up with someone else. I don't know if you've been tested. So... I think it's important for both parties to have them and never feel forced. So if the, you know, the person does say, you know, I'd rather not, whether that's coming from the female or the male or both males, if you don't want to use a condom and the other person does, you know, don't feel forced to just go with it without a condom, you know, just really be stand your ground for sure.
No, because like I say, everybody's like, oh, babies. But it's not only babies because, right, so this is going to be a bit like thingy now. But let's say I sleep with somebody. That person slept with five people that haven't been tested. Those five people have slept with another five people. Yeah. Then you've got like 31 people you've effectively slept with. And it's none of them have been tested.
Good maths.
Yeah, I think I'm right.
Yeah.
but yeah, this is what I mean. And that's only if they slept with five people and those five people have slept with those five people. It could go into thousands and thousands of people and people don't tend to get tested, which is really worrying in a way.
Well, to be honest, see, during lockdown, it was impossible to get tested because of, you know, people weren't, I remember at one point I wanted to get checked. I didn't think I had anything, but I just wanted to be sure because I just came out of seeing someone. I just thought, do you know what? I just want to double check before I get into another sexual relationship. And I couldn't get an appointment anywhere. They said, you know, if you're showing symptoms, we'll have you in. I wasn't showing any symptoms, but you know, some STIs are symptomless. So it was really difficult, but I have since found out that you can get kits online.
Some places you can get free as well if you're a certain age or certain areas.
So, okay. Yeah. So yeah, it's so, so important to get checked. And even if the other person has said, oh no, I'm fine, I've just been checked. Be careful because that's happened to me where they've said they've been checked and I caught something because they hadn't. So yeah, just be really, really
and the
careful.
The thing is with most STDs, sorry, is that men, they don't really affect that much. Most STDs don't really, you know, they won't really affect men that much, but women, it can leave them so they can't have children. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really, really important. And if a man turns around to you and goes, oh, I'm not wearing it, then just turn around and go, well, we're not having sex then.
Yeah, exactly.
Simple as. You know, whatever excuse they use under the book, it isn't worth risking your fertility, your health for, just for a few minutes of like pleasure. Yeah. And the fact is, they could then make you pregnant as well, and then you'll be stuck with the idiot that didn't want to wear a condom for the rest of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the same with if you're sleeping with someone and you ask them, you know, are you on any contraceptives? You've got to be careful with that, because again, all it can take is for the female to miss a few pills and, mm-hmm. you know, you can still get pregnant. So you just got to be really, really careful with that. It's different when you're in a relationship and you're more comfortable to talk about contraceptives and pills and things like that. But yeah, I basically know a guy that hooked up with a girl who said she was on the pill and she got pregnant. So yeah, just be really careful.
Yeah, massively, massively. Everybody just be careful. There we go. Next one, number six. We've got a few more to get through. This is going to be quite a long episode, but we're good. Mm-hmm. We're good. Six, keep your eyes and heart open for new relationships. So if you're in friends with benefits, basically, don't concentrate just on that friends with benefits. If you want a relationship with somebody, or you want to look out for a relationship, like, do it. You shouldn't be closed off to this friends with benefits, because eventually it will end at some point.
Yeah, basically don't put all your eggs in one basket.
No, don't do that. So that was nice, quick, simple. Seven. Now, let's see if you agree with this one or not. Don't have sleepovers.
Oh, I always had sleepovers all the time. Yeah, that was kind of part and parcel of it. It's just like, I would go around late at night, and then we were just kind of did what we had to do, watch the movie, fell asleep, leave, and then wait for another time when both of us want to hook up again. So that was my opinion. It was fine. But what about you? I take it. Mm-hmm. Do you not agree with that?
I'm just reading off this list. When I did Friends with Benefits, I actually did sleep over. But I think, again, it's that whole feelings growing kind mm-hmm. of thing, whereas it's quite intimate waking up next to somebody, and it's like, then, you know, it's the whole routine. It's like, well, yeah. Whereas if you kind of go, right, these are the strict rules. These mm-hmm. are what we're following. If it's Friends with Benefits, this is what we're doing. We're not doing sleepovers. You're not staying over, because that's something that that someone would do in a relationship.
Yeah.
So I can see where it's coming from.
Totally see where it comes from. I was just too lazy to drive home late at night. I was like, I really can't be bothered.
Why are they making you go to him? Like,
yeah. Do you know what? I have a weird thing. I didn't want them to come to mine, because then I felt like it was too comfortable. It was almost,
yeah.
Whereas I felt like if I went to them, I had the power to leave when I wanted, where sometimes it's hard to get rid of people if they come to you. So for me, I was always like offering, you know, I'll come round, and then I know I could leave when I want, instead of saying to that person, if they came to mine, can you leave now? So that was, from my point of view, that was how I worked it.
No, I get that. And probably, I don't know, safety aspect of it. But if you knew the people before, then that's fine. So yeah, that's probably another thing. I'm going to see if it comes up in this list, because I haven't read the list, but we'll come back to something after. So this follows on, like, don't cuddle. It says, if you have an agreement on the table that cuddling is okay, then snuggle up. Otherwise, don't cuddle. Because again, it's intimacy.
Yeah, I didn't do the cuddling.
I didn't
do the cuddling, because to me, I find that so...
You didn't do the cuddling?
No, because I find that very intimate. It's crazy, isn't it? It's almost like I feel like cuddling's more special than the actual sex.
Yeah, the actual sex. So there was no spooning after. It was just like...
No, it was almost
clean
like...
clean up and go sleep.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, one of the guys, we would kind of like, it wasn't so much a cuddle, it was more just like kind of snuggling in while we watched a movie, but it wasn't like wrapped around each other and lovingly looking each other's eyes. Yeah. It was just like, I'm resting on you because I'm tired.
Yeah. So like, yeah, cuddling, it is an intimate thing, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, you got hugs, you got different levels. You got hugs, you got cuddles, you got snuggles, and then you got spooning.
Snuggles. I think that's
how it goes. Yeah, it's in between spooning and cuddles, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So So keep cuddles off the table, people. Number nine, don't expect bells and whistles. So what this means is, you know what, you friends with benefits, at the most, it's going to be a takeaway. Like, mm-hmm. you're going to have a takeaway around theirs. It's not going to lead to fancy restaurants. It's not going to lead to dates or going out or gifts or games or flowers, you know. It's just casual sex.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's nice and easy one. So don't expect bells and whistles. Then don't be clingy.
Yes. And that's something that can easily happen when you're hooking up. One of you can just start getting a bit needy because you're starting to develop feelings. So, yeah, that's just one to be aware of, because as soon as you go clingy, it just puts the other person off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So it's also about not having a spare pair of clothes there, not having a spare toothbrush or anything like that, because that basically says relationship. This mm-hmm. is a friendship. This is just basically one thing, sex, done, dusted. This one, I don't feel it needs to be said, but it has. Don't introduce your FWB to your parents.
Oh, of course not. Oh, gosh.
Could you imagine? Hi, Mum. This is my friends with benefits.
Oh, my God. But do you know what? Some parents might not even know what that is. They're just like, oh, hey, like not knowing what it means. But yeah, that's weird. I can't imagine someone ever doing that, but.
Hi, Mum. This is the woman that I fuck every so often. You know, it just doesn't work. There's no way that you can introduce that person without your parents going, "Oh, so you're dating someone now," or something like that.
Yeah, you know.
So yeah, don't introduce to your parents. 12. Don't get mad if they meet somebody.
Don't get I've been in a situation where the guy says, you know, we're gonna have to kind of wrap this up now, I've met somebody, and part of me did mm-hmm. get a bit of pang of, I mean, I didn't see a future or any relationship with this person, but part of me was just like, oh, that's a bit ouch, felt a bit of a sting there. But I was like, okay, that's fine, we won't do it anymore. But it's just when you hear the words, you're a bit like, oh yeah.
Yep. But it says that basically somebody can date somebody if you're in a friends with benefits. Like, if somebody's dating someone, that's fine. It's not cheating. They can date. I mean, if that then got sexual with that other person, then it's kind of like, for me, I'd go friends with benefits over done with. Mm-hmm. You know, if I then got sexual with the person that I was dating. So, yeah. So, do you know what? I'm going to add some more to this, so it won't just be 13, but we'll go with the 13th one, and then we'll add a couple more.
Okay.
So, 13, don't leave the bedroom. So, basically, everything happens in the bedroom.
I disagree with that one.
Yeah?
What about the couch?
So, okay, anywhere that you can have sex. don't leave the house. It stays in the house.
Yeah, okay, I agree with that. It stays in the house. Or hotels. Some people like to go a bit fancy and just hook up.
Or hotels.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, no. Some more I'm probably going to add. So the first one that I'm going to add for number 14 would be keep safe. Now, not in the aspect of STDs and everything like that, but keep safe. Because if you're hooking up with somebody, make sure you know this person before you hook up with somebody, and don't just randomly go around to a stranger's house and sleep with them, because you don't know who the hell they are.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Safety is key. And then I'd probably even, I don't know about this one. This is one that I've just thought of, like, I don't know. Do you have them on social media? Do you have them on social media? Do you keep them on social media?
So the people that I've hooked up were already on my social media. But if they weren't, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have added them. I wouldn't want them to know much about my life.
No, because it is very much, I mean, Friends with Benefits, the film. Have you seen that one?
Yes, I have,
yeah. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis. Yes. Yeah, so that Friends with Benefit actually turned into a relationship of a room. Mm-hmm. Am I thinking that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? Yeah. But that's what I mean. You've got to be clear at the start. I don't know, have Friends with Benefits ever turned into relationships before, do you reckon? They've got to have had.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see people. I actually know one person that they hooked up the first night. They were keeping it very casual, and then they eventually developed into a relationship. So yeah, it does happen. But I would just say, just with all those kind of points you've pointed out are fab. Like, it all makes sense, and just try and stick by them as much as you can.
Yeah, just don't get emotionally attached, which is easier said than done. Yeah. But yeah, and there is nothing wrong with just casual. Like I say, you can do whatever you like as long as nobody gets hurt, everyone consents, and that everyone knows potential outcome. Because the thing is, a lot of people get shamed for wanting casual, but it's like, should they really be, as long as they're open and honest about it at the start? So, yeah. Final thoughts? Oh, yeah, final thoughts.
Okay, final thoughts. I would say, with Friends with Benefits, have fun with it, explore, but keep your intentions of what you want at the start.
Yeah, stay safe.
Stay safe.
That's my final thoughts. Like, stay safe. So thank you everyone for listening to the Extra Swipe episode.
Final thought, if anyone knows how you get holes in your boxers, I'd like to know.
Yes, there we go. I'll figure that out. I don't think I've got holy boxes. I think I just like replace. I think it might just be down to age, but okay. I'll do some experiments.
Thank you.
Experiments and see. So thank you everyone for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Bye.
Thank you for listening.
If you want to find out more, you can follow us at Unhinged and Mumbled Up or
Swipe Forever After.
And if you want to send us an email or check out our website, it is www.uadu.co.uk. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.